This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dottiglia along with Charlie Long, and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line from Crescent City Sports, covers high school, college, NFL, college sports, and professional sports all the way around, Renee Nato. Renee, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon.
Mike and Charlie, it's always great to be with you guys. Hope you're having a good day, man.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Renee. Renee, before we get into NFL stuff, I was telling this to Charlie, this is 40 years for me doing this, but man, what's happening in Destin, Florida with these SEC meetings and what's going to come out of this, Renee? I think that you are going to have some decisions that will change college football from the way we see it today in a lot of different ways, from possibly adding another SEC game to the schedule, and that's all tied in with money and also networking, also how, when you're going to expand the playoffs, how many teams, you know, because the Big Ten and the SEC control this. This is no makeup. This is the truth. They are controlling this behind the scenes, and kind of how all this will shake out financially. And I think we're fixing to find out in the next few days the future of college sports all across the board.
Mike, I concur with you on that. And I'm going to tell you, as you mentioned, you know, the SEC pulls in a cool $811 million on TV rights a year. And they're looking to get another $50 to $80 million to add another game. And the SEC, you're right, guys, the SEC does dictate a lot of things. And it's going to eventually, in the next few days, the next few years, it's going to come down to a couple of conferences. And that's going to be it. If you don't join, if you don't get on board on the SEC or maybe the Big Ten, you're going to be out of luck. And but money does you know, that's what the people want to see, and money dictates that. And when you're paying, you know, almost close to getting in a range of $1 billion, that you know, money dictates what's going to happen.
No question, Renee. People, we had so many people call or text in. Oh, what they're doing with this NIL and, you know, and transfer ruling and all, it's going to ruin the sport. All I know is last year, college football had the best ratings it's ever had since they started collecting data on the ratings, and the same way radio-wise. I mean, people's interest is enormous in college sports today, and especially college football. So what you might think is change from your dad's college football or your grandpa's college football, but people are watching. And I do think the other part, a lot of people don't like to talk about it, but it's true. Easier to gamble than any other time in our lifetime.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you something to add to that. You know, most of the big schools have the money to allow this to go on. You just don't know what pockets it's in. But, you know, this NIL, this transfer portal, has opened up jobs on coaching staff for a coach are a couple of people that kind of run things, and that's their job to kind of oversee the NIL and the transfer portal. And so it's opened up some opportunities, and the schools with you know, with the deepest pockets, if you will, or maybe with the most organization and it can kind of handle this kind of thing, the NIL and transfer portal, they're the ones that are successful. And you got to stay one step ahead. But basically, it is nothing more than recruiting at a high level. Money does play a role in this, but sometimes money being equal, you do have to recruit, and that's the bottom line.
Got to win. And win and money does get your attention. Last week was the first OTAs, and this week, Thursday, we'll open up again, and we'll have that coverage for you here on the Big 870 WWL. The Cajun Cannon will join us Thursday to talk about it. But, Renee, I think the big news came out of here, and this is no surprise. You and I, countless others. Now, a few people felt, hey, if you pick Kelvin Banks and he plays guard and he ends up being a top player, okay, that works out. No, my thing is, you picked him to be a left tackle, okay? Bottom line, that's where you want him to play. And so it has sort of worked out where Fuaga goes back to his normal position, right tackle, which he's played throughout his high school career, his college career last year. I thought he did a really good job, and so I'll ask you about that. His transition in year one, I thought, was really good, never having played left tackle, to play it. And Kelvin now looking as though he has got the left tackle position. Just because you move Trevor Penning over to left guard, that doesn't mean it's going to be a successful move. But I think it's the last move of the queen piece in chess to try to make it work with Trevor in that, you know, that final year of that contract.
And, you know, something that I had a chance to sit and talk to Talia Fuaga last week after practice, and we talked about his transition going back, and he told me that when Kellen Moore told me he's going to right tackle, his only response was, okay. But, you know, he allowed six sacks and ten penalties last year as a rookie at left tackle, a relatively new position for him. But something else he told me, guys, about Trevor Penning, Fuaga said that, you know, he thinks with Trevor moving to left guard, he can play bully ball at left guard. He's coming out of a three-point stance, and Mike, I know, Charlie, you understand that he feels more comfortable. And Talies Fuaga didn't say that Trevor Penning can't play tackle, but he did tell me that it's a lot more difficult in the NFL when you're blocking, run blocking from a two-point stance, and that might have been one of the problems. Of course, Trevor Penning last year gave up 54 pressures, five sacks and four hits. But, you know, he struggled mightily from his tackle on technique. But moving the left guard, as Fuaga said, that might be a lot more comfortable because he's playing from a three-point stance and he feels that's his strength. And, you know, I tell you a comparison, a guy who that Kellen Moore and the Philadelphia Eagles really, really made a lot of money for. Mekhi Becton he signed a two-year $20 million contract with the Chargers after the Eagles took him from the Jets. He couldn't play for the Jets, but they made him a successful guard all the way to the Super Bowl. Trevor Penning, might he be a Mekhi Becton? We don't know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Yeah, I think with Becton, there were injuries involved also to his weight. Renee, you know, as we get older, we see what it does to our balance, and it throws you off. You look at with Makai, I think that was the big issue with him. One, I thought he was really heavy with the Jets. He lost some weight in Philly, and he played, you know, I thought better on balance than he did with the Jets. But it was never a technical issue with him. Always thought he was a decent technician. I think it was the fact, hey, you were overweight and you were overextending, because it does happen to offensive linemen. One of the areas that kind of got devastated last year, and you were playing with UFL guys and first-year players, and it didn't do Spencer Rattler or Jake Haner any good at the receiving position. Your thoughts early on what you've seen and heard with health situations involving Chris Olave, and I think a guy that's got a chance to really, really be good in this offense, and that's Rashid Shaheed.
Oh, man, Rashid Shaheed, you know, he can hit 22 miles an hour, 3 years. You know, he's done great as he's, you know, Pro Bowl in 2023. But Olave, that there's certainly concerns with his concussions, Mike, as you mentioned. But, you know, he only had 8 games last year, 32 catches, 400 yards and 1 touchdown. But when he's right, you know, he can really, really light it up. 191 catches and 10 touchdowns thus far as a Saints. But when he's playing, when he's healthy, he can be one of the elite receivers in the NFL. And that's what they drafted him so high for. And they hope he can get back. Brandon Cook's coming aboard. He won't have that 4.33 speed anymore because he's 32 years old. But they're expecting him to kind of help in that wide receiver room with experience. And he's still, 148 game for Brandon Cooks. He'll bring a little bit of knowledge to that room. But, yeah, Chris Olave is the guy they're really, really counting on. And as you mentioned, Rashid Shaheed, wow, he's a guy that he's going to have to make it, lift his game a little bit more in 2025 because they're starting to figure out, you know, how he runs deep and stuff. He's going to have to be more of a technician as a wide receiver and utilize his hands a little bit more than just his speed, because once he becomes a one-trick pony, as you know, the NFL can you know, eliminate you pretty quickly. So this will be a year that Shaheed's going to have to become a little bit more of a complete receiver.
You know, Renee, I think we were all kind of surprised that the Saints used all 9 of their draft selections this past year and kind of refreshing the roster with young talent and youth and everything like that, and the movement that they've been doing to kind of rebuild without using the term rebuild because they don't like that term. But anyways, I wanted to ask you about some of the rookies on this roster and what you're kind of hoping to see. Mike always calls OTAs, and I agree with him 100%, the pajamas and slippers. You're not seeing too much, especially in like trench play or anything like that. But in OTAs, where are you kind of looking for these young guys? Like, obviously, Kelvin Banks is now at left tackle after he was kind of moved around a little bit in rookie minicamp. He starts at left tackle in OTAs. Tyler Shuck is going to be the talk throughout the entire offseason, him versus Spencer Rattler and the quarterback competition. But what kind of else are you looking out for this rookie class?
Well, Joe, that's a good question. And a couple of guys that I think you all have talked about a lot who I think could have a very special rookie year is Devin Neal. I mean, he played in 40 consecutive games, 760 carries with only 4 fumbles, and 115 carries at Kansas of 10 yards more, carries. And he's an all-time leading rusher at Kansas. Another guy I think can be special, Tyler Shuck, and, you know, they're counting on him. But on a defensive side, Charlie, you mentioned guys who will attract attention. Vernon Broughton is a guy who can play anywhere from 0 to 9 technique. He's got a good get-off, and he's a third-round draft choice for Texas. Danny Stutzman is stepping into maybe a really ideal spot. Demario Davis, 36 years old. Stutzman, three-time leading tackle for the Sooners. And a guy who might fly under the radar, playing that 3-4 defense. I tell you what, watch out for Fadil Diggs, who's a late-round draft choice out of Syracuse, because he's playing behind Carl Granderson, and they're requiring that defense. They're allowing their outside guys, Carl Granderson and Chase Young, to be more like the 3-4 Dome Patrol, where they let those guys run up the field. And I was very surprised how well Carl Granderson ran with the tight end and running back last week at practice as an outside linebacker. So Fadil Diggs is a guy who's got 4.57 speed, and he's backing up Granderson. He might be a guy down the road this year that can get some quality rest because he's got the athleticism. And another guy I think I was watching very, very closely, and I think he can be special at nickelback, is Quincy Riley. Reminds me a little bit of C.J. Gardner-Johnson. I think he can be special. Right now he's sharing that spot with Hugo Amadi. And finally, Jonas Sanker is backing up Tyrann Mathieu. And he's a guy that I think, you know, he reads the quarterback, can play safety or nickelback, very aggressive. He reads that zone defense well. But Jonas Sanker is the rookie out of Virginia. That's some guys, some new arrivals that I've been kind of impressed with and I've watched real closely.
Asante Samuel Jr., do you think they make a play at him? I know he had the neck injury, had surgery. This team is one injury away of being real thin at corner, real thin, especially from an experience standpoint. And because there are certain connections there, not only with your head coach, but your defensive coordinator. Renee, I think if he can pass a physical now, and I know you when you go through a surgery, sometimes you ain't passing nothing from a physical standpoint. Do you think that they make a play for Asante Samuel Jr., who I think is a good cover guy? Where he struggled, he's not the best open field tackler, and maybe something to do with the neck. It had something to do with that.
Well, you hit the nail on the head, Mike. When they're very weak in depth-wise at cornerback. You got Kool-Aid McKinstry, who's coming in 9 starts last year as a rookie. Alante Taylor on the other side. Isaac Yiadom comes in. He's 104 games, 23 games in New Orleans. And right behind those guys, you got a guy who was undrafted last year, Rico Payton, who was a rookie last year, and, of course, yeah. Quincy Riley. But, you know, you need somebody like Asante Samuel who brings experience, and you got to kick the tires. Now, what would it cost to bring him aboard? That's got to be the question there. But he's certainly, with the experience he brings and his athleticism, and if Kellen Moore can feel like and Staley feels like they can tap into anything he's brought to the NFL in previous years, he's certainly worthy of taking a long look at.
One-year deal for Asante, and then I'll say, hey, listen, if you prove that, you know, you're ready, then you can get a much bigger deal and a longer-term deal next year. But I think a one-year deal, and the Saints have enough money to make it sweet for Asante Samuel for 2025. Renee, thanks so much for joining us, bud. Always appreciate your time and insights.
Mike and Charlie, it's always great to be with you guys, man. Thank you.
Thanks, Renee.
Thank you so much. Renee Nato from Crescent City Sports. Renee also does a great job covering the high school scene here in New Orleans and across South Louisiana.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.